Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 6th of February, Monday the 6th, 2017. We're going to be going back into the book of Isaiah, that is Yeshayahu in the Hebrew, starting with chapter 43. There are 66 chapters, and I'm getting a lot of them in. Some of these chapters are quite short. Some of them are long and need lots of commentary. So we're going to start with 43 and see where we get. Okay. There's no set pattern to this. There can't be, because things come up and the Holy Spirit leads me into things when I'm reading the Word, and I have to go with that. I don't have a choice. So let's start with chapter 43, verse 1. But now thus says Yahweh that created you, Jacob, and he that formed you, Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. He's the Redeemer. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Okay. Verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. 7, 8, 5, 7. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be scorched. 3, 5, 5, 4. Nor shall the flame kindle upon you. And verse 2, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 18, verse 14. Let me get a little drink of water here. Wet the pipes. Ah, yes. Verse 3. Because I am Yahweh Elohecha, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Who's the Savior? Who's the Redeemer? Yahweh. I gave Mitzrayim for your ransom, Cush and Seba, 5, 4, 3, 4, for you. Verse 4. Since you were precious, 3, 3, 6, 5, in my sight, you have been honored, 3, 5, 1, 3, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give Adam for you and peoples for your life. Okay. Not all of Adam is Israel, but all of Israel is of Adam. Verse 5. Do not fear, because I am with you. I will bring your seed line from the sunrise, from the east. Okay? And gather you from its setting place, 4, 6, 2, 8, that's the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the land. Speaking of Israel, we are his sons and his daughters. All that are called by my name, for I have created them for my glory. I have formed them. Yea, I have made them. Bring forth the people that are blind and have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together. Now these are the Israel nations. He's going to gather the remnant. He's doing that today. And let be assembled the people. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, 6663, or let them hear and say truth. Verse 10. You are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen. He's chosen us, Israel, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me was no L, 410, that's divine being, formed, 3335, neither shall there be after me. Now pay attention to verse 11. I am Yahweh, and apart from me is no Savior. Yeshua Messiah is part of Yahweh. Not all of him, a part. We can't comprehend this. It's not three distinct beings. It's one being in three parts. And that's tough for our human minds to comprehend. Very difficult. So just trust and don't worry about it. He's got it. Verse 12. I have declared and have saved, and I have caused to hear, and there was no foreign among you. And Elohim is implied. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says Yahweh, that I am El. That's 410, the divine being. Verse 13, yea, from the day I am he, and there is none that can deliver from my hand. That's what these fools don't understand today. That they think Yahweh's not going to punish them. None can deliver from his hand. I will work, 6466, and who shall turn it back? Okay, who's going to oppose Yahweh, the one that created the entire universe? What government or police agency or army is as mighty as he is? Think about that. Verse 14, thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babel and have brought down all their fugitives, 1281, and the Kashtim, in whose ships is their ringing cry, 7440. That's Kashtim are the Chaldeans, the Babylonians. Verse 15, I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. He's the only King. Verse 16, thus says Yahweh, which makes a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters. Verse 17, which brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not arise. They are extinguished, 1846. They are quenched, 3518, as a wick, 6594, a candle wick. When they lie down together, lie down in death. That's what's going to happen to all these mighty armies that face us today in opposition that would do wicked things to true Israel. Yahweh's got this in hand, folks. I keep telling everybody, trust in Yahweh. Verse 18, Yahweh speaking, remember you not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Don't worry about what happened. He took care of it then. He's going to take care of it now. People keep trying to trust in military might and all this stuff. Oh, we've got to do this. We've got to do that. No, we don't. Yahweh does. We can't defeat what we're facing. But Yahweh can. He is our only hope. I keep trying to tell people that. Verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, 6779. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the wasteland, 3452. Pardon me for a second. Verse 20, the living creatures, 2416, of the field shall honor me. The jackals, 8565, and the daughters of ostriches. Because I give waters to the wilderness and rivers in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen. So when we're out on the run during the tribulation, trying to avoid contact with these military forces that want to kill us, he's going to provide for us. Verse 21, this people I have formed for myself, they shall rehearse, 5608, my praise. They're going to repeat the praise of Yahweh. Verse 22, now this is speaking to the people then and now. You have not called upon me, Jacob, but you have grown weary, 3021, of me, Israel. Verse 23, you have not brought me the sheep of your burnt offerings, nor have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not caused you to serve, 5647, with a grain offering, nor made you weary with incense. Verse 24, you have brought me no calamus with money. That's an aromatic reed. Yeah, pardon me, I have a real lung full this morning. You have brought me no calamus with money, nor have you satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have caused me to serve with your sins and have made me weary with your iniquities. Well, we're in dispersion now. We're not doing sacrifices because that's passed away. We don't have to do that anymore. Yeshua was the final sacrifice. Verse 25, I am he that wipes out, 4229, your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. Well, Yeshua Messiah took care of that. If we acknowledge him as a redeemer, we're under that covenant. But you have to do that. Verse 26, remind me and let us plead your case together. 8199. Declare you that you may be justified. 6663. Verse 27, your first father has sinned, and your interpreters, 3887, have transgressed against me. The people that meddled with the scriptures and took out the holy name of Yahweh and changed this and changed that and added to and took away. Because most of your English translations out there are so tampered with. Well, verse 28. Therefore, I have profaned, 2490, the officials of the set apart place, 6944. And he gave them over to the Chaldeans, and have given Jacob to the banishment, 2764, and Israel to revilings, 1421. They were banished to Babel. Your first father has sinned. That was Adam. He brought sin into the world. Okay? The first father. There was sin all the way from Adam. That took care of chapter 43. Let's get into 44 here. Verse 1 of chapter 44. Now hear, Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, Jacob, my servant. And you, Yeshurun, 3484, whom I have chosen. Now, Yeshurun is a poetic name for Israel, and it means upright one. Okay? Verse 3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and streams upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed line, and my blessing upon your offspring. He's gathering our remnant today, and he's blessing us with the Holy Spirit if we call on his name. But if we don't, he won't. Okay? Verse 4, and they shall spring up among the grass like willows by streams of water. Verse 5, one shall say, I am Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall write with his hand unto Yahweh, and is betitled, 3655, by the name Israel. We are true Israel today. The fake Israel is having their world crumble around them. You can see it happening. The time of the end for them is growing near. So just sit back and watch. And Yahweh's going to destroy them utterly. Verse 6, thus says Yahweh, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, the Alpha and the Omega, okay? And apart from me, there is no Elohim. He is the only divine being, and he is one, the Father in toto, the Holy Spirit manifested here today, and the Son, Yeshua Messiah, all part of the Godhead. There's no three beings. It's all one, but different manifestations. He can't come here in totality because there's sin here, and it would destroy this place and all in it. So he sent manifestations. I've covered that. Verse 7, and who, as I, shall call and shall declare it and recount things in order, 6186, for me, since I appointed the ancient people. The things that are coming and those that do come, let them declare to them. Speaking of us today. Verse 8, do not fear nor become afraid. Have I not caused you to hear from that time and have declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there an Eloah? 433. It's a divine being. Apart from me? Yea, there is no rock. 6697. That's a title, the rock and foundation, the strength, you know, for Israel. I know none. Verse 9. They that fashion, 3335, a carved idol, 6549, are all emptiness, 8414. That's as unreal. And their pleasurable things, 2530, shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They do not see or know, so that they might be ashamed. Well, the evil ones today are absolutely shameless. And they idolize all the wrong things that are not Yahweh. They don't call on Yahweh. They have removed his name from the book. They forbid it to be spoken. They worship their money and their financial empire and their stuff that they've accumulated. And it's all going to go away. Verse 10, who would form an L? That's a divine being. That's 410. Or poured out an idol that is profitable for nothing. All the statues in some of the churches, the Romish church, the ones that idolize sports figures today. I've covered that in my wake-up call sermons. Verse 11, behold, all his fellows, 2270, shall be ashamed, and the craftsmen, 2796, they are of Adam. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up, yet they shall be in dread because they have been making all these false idols. Instead of worshiping Yahweh, they don't call on him. They shall be in dread. They shall be ashamed together when they realize what they've done. Verse 12, the craftsmen, 2796, of iron, 1270, with the axe, 4621, works in the coals, 6352, and fashions it with hammers, 4717, and works it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength is not. That means nothing. He drinks no water and is faint. Verse 13, the craftsman of wood, 6086, stretches out his ruler, 6957, and traces it out, 8388, with a measuring line. He makes it with scraping tools, 4741, and traces it out with the compass, 4230, and makes it after the image, 8403, of a man, 376, that's an ish. According to the beauty, 8597, of an atom, that it may remain in the house. 3, 4, 2, 7. That's an idol. Formed in an image of a man. Let me get a hit of water here. Wet these pipes down. This is exciting. Oh, yes. Verse 14. He hews down cedars, 7:30, and takes the tertzah, 8:6, 4:5. That's an unknown tree. We don't know what it is. And the oak, 4:37, which he had secured, 5:53, for himself from the trees of the forest. He plants an oran, 7:66, that's a fir or a cedar. And the rain grows it, 14:31. Verse 15, then it shall be for an atom to burn. For he will take of it and warm himself, 2:5:5:2, yea, he kindles it and bakes, 6:4:4, bread, yea, he makes an L, 4:10, and prostrates before it. He makes it a carved idol. 6:4:5:9, and bows down to it. Now, verse 15, you can reference the wisdom of Solomon in your Apocrypha, chapter 13, verses 11 through 19. Verse 16, speaking of the tree, he's just talking about a tree cut down. He burns half of it in the fire, with part of it he eats flesh. He roasts, 6740, a roast, 6748, and is satisfied. Yea, he warms himself and says, aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. Verse 17, and the rest of it he makes an L, his carved idol. He bows down to it and prostrate before it and prays to it and says, deliver me, for you are my L. In other words, he just wasted his time praying to a piece of wood. Verse 18, they have not known nor understood, for he has besmeared, 2907, their eyes, so that they cannot see, and their minds, 3820, so that they cannot understand. Verse 19, and none brings back to mind, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned half of it in the fire. Yea, I also have baked upon the coals of it bread. I have roasted flesh and eaten, and shall I make the remainder, 3499, of it an abomination, 8441? Shall I bow down to the produce, 944, of a tree? Verse 20, he feeds on ashes. A deceived mind has turned him aside, so that he cannot rescue himself, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Lie is 8267. Feeds on ashes, that's 665, that's Efer. And that is a figure of worthlessness. In other words, ashes are worthless. Verse 21, remember these, Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant, Israel. Do not forget. Verse 22, I have wiped out, 4229, as a thick cloud, 5645, your transgressions. When Yahshua Messiah gave up his life for us, He wiped out our transgressions. En masse, that was national redemption at that point for past sins for Israel. Not future sins. If you kept on sinning, you weren't part of the covenant. Well, today, being born after the fact, we must make a personal covenant and live with it with Yeshua Messiah. We must accept that sacrifice and then change our lives. Moving on. I have wiped out as a thick cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud, 605:1, your sins. Returned to me, for I have redeemed you. Who is the Redeemer? Yahweh. Okay, in the form of Yeshua Messiah, a manifestation of the Father. He told Israel, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because Joseph wasn't his father. The Holy Spirit, another part of Yahweh, was the Father, made Miriam a virgin pregnant. What's beyond the power of Yahweh? Because we can't explain it scientifically. Oh, wow. Who are we? We are nothing. And we keep forgetting that we're just little bitty sparks. Arrogance on our part. Verse 23. Sing joyfully, skies, for this is a song. For Yahweh has done it. Shout, you lowest parts of the land. Break forth into joyful singing, you mountains, the forest, and every tree in it. For Yahweh has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. And again, verse 24, thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, and he that formed you from the womb. I am Yahweh that makes all. But makes all. What's more powerful than that? That stretched forth the skies alone. He did it all by himself. That spread abroad the land of myself. He made the heavens and the earth and everything else out there in space and under the earth and in the earth and the water and the sand and the rocks and the trees and the cattle, everything. Verse 25. And you can reference 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. That spread abroad the land of myself, verse 25. That frustrates 6565, the signs 226 of the empty talkers, 907, and making foolish, 1984, the diviners, 7080, that turn wise men backward, 268, and makes their knowledge foolishness, 5528. The false prophets and teachers back then and today. This feel-good, warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely gospel of these TV preachers and the ones that are preaching the Jewish Jesus. Nah. It's going to frustrate those people. Verse 28, that confirms the word of his servant and completes the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Yehuda, you shall be built, and I will raise up the ruins of it. 2723. Well, this is a prophecy fulfilled back then, because it was destroyed, and then later it was rebuilt. verse 27, that says to the deep, that's the deep water, 6683, be dry, 2717, and I will dry up your rivers. Well, the Jordan River over there now is almost just a trickle because they have diverted so much water from it that it no longer flows. It's a mess. And the Dead Sea is drying up because that's what fed the water into the Dead Sea. And there's no more water going into it, so that the water level has dropped. You can see all the clusters of the toxic salt that's in the Dead Sea. So he's going to dry up all that. There's only one river over there. Not drying them up here. Verse 28. Of chapter 44, that says of Koresh, 3566, that's Cyrus, king of Persia, okay, Paras, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, 2656, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. In verse 28, you can reference 2 Chronicles 36:23 and Ezra chapter 1, verse 2. Koresh, the king of Persia, was called by Yahweh because he was an Adamite, and he worshiped Yahweh. And he rebuilt Jerusalem. And he rebuilt the temple. After the temple of Solomon was destroyed, he built the second temple. So that's who Koresh was. Now this chapter 45 is all about Koresh, the king of Persia that was going to fight against Babel and defeat them. Okay, verse 1. Chapter 45, thus says Yahweh to his anointed one, 4899, he was anointed of Yahweh to do these things, to Koresh, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and I will loose, 6605, the loins, 4975, of kings. In other words, destroy their strength, to open before him the doors, and the gates shall not be shut. In other words, when he showed up, they just surrendered. Open the doors. Come in. We are your servants. Verse 2. Here's Yahweh speaking. I will go before you and make smooth, 3474, the swelling places, 1921. That's mountainous regions. I will break in pieces, 7665, the doors, 1817, of bronze, 5154. Those are the fortified doors on cities. And hew down, 1438, the bars, 1280, of iron. Okay. Verse 3. And I will give you the treasures of darkness, 2822. And this symbolizes the pagan nations. He's gonna subdue them and take their stuff. And hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, Yahweh, which call you by your name, am Elohe, that's the God of Israel. Verse 4, for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my chosen, I have called you by your name, and I have given you a title, 3655, though you have not known me. Well, he's going to call him and speak on his heart and he will serve Yahweh. Verse 5, I am Yahweh and none other, no Elohim beside me. I girded you, 2:4-7, though you have not known me. And girded him with might, okay? Because Persia hadn't converted yet. Well, Koresh is going to know Yahweh. Verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from its setting place, that's the east and the west, that there is none apart from me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Verse 7, he's telling him who he is now. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create adversity. I, Yahweh, do all these. Verse 8, drip down, 7:4-9:1, you skies from above, and let the clouds pour down, 51:40, righteousness. Let the ground open and be fruitful in salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. Verse 9, woe to him that strives, 7:3-7:8, with his maker, 3:3-3:5. Yahweh is the maker, a potsherd, 2:7-8:9, among the potsherds of the land. Shall the clay, 2:5-6:3, say to him that fashioned it, 3:3-3:5, what make you? Or your work, he has no hands. And verse 9, you can reference Isaiah 29:16, and Romans 9:20. Verse 10, woe to him that says to his father, what beget you? Or to the woman, Why do you writhe? 2:3-4:2. That's in the pain of childbirth. Verse 11. Thus says Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Do you ask me of things to come concerning my sons? And concerning the work of my hands do you command me? Talking about the children of Israel. Verse 12, I have made the land and created Adam upon it. I, my hands, have stretched out the sky, and all their host I have commanded. That's all the planets and stars and whatever out there. Verse 13, I have roused, 5:7-8:2, I have roused him up in righteousness, and I will make straight, 3:4-7:4, all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go, 7:9-7:1, my exiles, 15:46, not for hire, 4:2-4:2, nor bribe, 78:10, says Yahweh of hosts. So Koresh is going to free all the captives. He's going to defeat Babel, and the people are going to come back at that time. This is past prophecy. And he did it. Verse 14, thus says Yahweh, the labor of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, and the merchants of Cush and of the Sebaim, men of stature, 40-60, that's men of large size, shall pass over to you, and they shall be yours. In other words, he's going to subjugate all these people. They shall go behind you in chains, 2:1-3:1, they shall pass over, and they shall prostrate themselves to you. They shall pray, 6:4-1:9, to you, saying, surely El is in you, and none else, no Elohim. All right? It's almost that they will pray to Israel as if Israel was divine. And God is in Israel and nobody else. In other words, no Elohim, none of these little false wooden stone idols are gods. That they're fake. Verse 15. Truly, you are an El. This is Yeshayahu speaking about Yahweh. Truly, you are an El that hides yourself. Elohe Israel, that's the God of Israel, the Savior. Verse 16. Who's the Savior but Yahweh? Verse 16. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go to shame together that are craftsmen of idols. And the ones that make idols today, they're going to be ashamed. Verse 17, Israel shall be saved in Yahweh, back then and now, with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor disgraced until everlasting eternity. Ad olamei ad. Okay. Verse 18. For thus says Yahweh that created the skies, the Elohim himself that formed the land and made it. He has established it. Made it to stand. Made it a fact. He created it, not a void, that's Tohu, 8414. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. That holds true today. He is Yahweh, and there is none else. I don't care about the Muslims and their Allah and the Buddhists and all their Buddha and the Hindus with all their gazillion gods. Sorry. Verse 19. I have not spoken in secret. 5643. In a dark place of the land, I said not unto the seed line of Jacob, seek me in emptiness. That's Tohu again. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare uprightness. 4339. Verse 20. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you that have escaped. 6412. From the nations. Those are the non-Israel nations. They have no knowledge that lift up, 5375, the wood of their carved idol and pray to an El, that's a divine being, God, mighty one, that cannot save. No use praying to Mary or to the Pope or anything else. Pray to Yahweh only. Verse 21, tell you and bring near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who has cause to hear this from of old? 6924. Who has told it from that time? 227. Is it not I, Yahweh? There is no other Elohim apart from me, a righteous 6662L. And a Savior. There is none beside me. 2108, beside me. Verse 22. Turn, 6437, to me, and be saved, all the ends of the land, for I am El, and none else. Verse 23, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, 6666, and shall not turn back. Listen to this. that unto me every knee, 1290, shall bow, 3766, every tongue, 3956, shall swear. And verse 23, you can reference Romans chapter 14, verse 11, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Oh, we're New Testament Christians. Well, here is a quote from the Old Testament for the New Testament. There is no separation of the Gospels. So stop trying, Judeo-Christians. Stop trying to set them apart from each other. Because there's nothing taught in the New Testament that's not in the Old Testament. Because Yeshua Messiah was foretold in the Old Testament. He was prophesied of. And all the things that he would do. So give it up, you liars. Verse 24, surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength. To him shall men come, and all that are angry, 2734, against him shall be ashamed. All these Yahweh haters. And those that hate true Israel and try to harm us, they will be put to shame. The anti-white crowd out there, woe be unto them. They are doomed. Oh yeah, they got a loud voice and the Jews media is giving them lots of publicity, but in the end, well... Verse 25, in Yahweh shall all the seed line of Israel be justified and shall glory. Yahweh is our only glory, not our own, but his. Now, I was going to do chapter 46 today, but I can't get into it. I just don't have the time. All these naysayers and all these people that are attacking us, they own the Jews media. I'll give them that. They got a loud voice. Okay? They got a loud voice. They own all the TV stations and the print media and all the rest of it. And they got a loud voice. But that voice will be silenced. Now, I say this constantly, and I know people sometimes get tired of it, but for the new listeners, read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It will tell you quite clearly what's going to happen when Yeshua, Messiah, returns. It's not going to be warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely. It's going to be a bloodbath. He's going to kick posterior because he's coming in flaming fire with his avenging angels. And it's not going to be a bake sale. The tares will be gathered and burned. All the people that are against real Israel, that have persecuted us and abused us and engineered deaths for us through their incessant wars, used us as cannon fodder, genocided us through race mixing, which destroys the seed line of an Israelite, flooded us with non-white immigrants, promoted race mixing, promoted homosexuality, promoted perversions, bestiality, and pedophilia, and women walk around almost undressed like whores, showing their body off with no modesty. Shameless. Absolutely shameless. And there are people that promote this. Oh, that's cool, man. Ain't she hot? Yeah. Your local AIDS distribution center, if you mess with whores. And a lot of women today have whorish ways. They're not actual prostitutes, but they act like it. They dress like it. They talk like it. Foul-mouthed women. Cussing and profaning and blaspheming and smart-mouthing. Boisterous, arrogant. And then you look at the godly women. And they are so different. They wear long dresses and they dress modestly. They don't paint themselves up like street corner hookers with lots of makeup. They are so attractive. Oh. They take your breath away because they radiate Christianity. The Christian women that still exist, they are out there. There's a lot of them in CI that have become converted and know now and believe, and they back up their men. They are supportive of their husbands. Not argumentative and boisterous with a smart mouth. If you have a smart mouthed woman that's boisterous and tries to be manlike, that woman is at odds with Scripture. Now that's going to upset some. And I hate to put it like this and be harsh, but there are some women out there that just need to shut up. Shut your face. You're sticking your foot in your mouth. You got no business talking when you're uneducated. And they go off on wild tangents. Anything they see on the internet, they'll run with it. Oh, this and oh, that and blah, 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 blah. Read the Scriptures and the Scriptures only and shut your face until you know what you're talking about. There's a lot of them that get on the internet and run their mouth and make absolute, utter fools of themselves. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Unless you really are educated and know what you're talking about, don't talk. It's better to be silent and thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt. Time for me to go. Shalom Aleichem. I'll talk to you tomorrow. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the